Hey, everybody, I'm Tommy Williams, along with Wayne Svetnoff, as we get you ready for week one of the high school football season, which kicks off tonight. And how excited are you about this upcoming campaign, partner?
I am always excited this time of the year. I'll tell you that this is my favorite time. High school football starting, college coming up, and then the Bears going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, we'll talk about that last one in another program. Well, you got a little controversy going right off the bat there. It's not high school football. Okay. So many questions coming up this upcoming season. Andrea needs a new quarterback. Whiting has to get a new head coach. Lowell lost three of the better leaders in high school football this season. What is the biggest question for you going into this campaign?
Well, the biggest question for this year is the fact that there's no one team, you know, that really stands out as a for sure team that's going to go down state. I think there's teams that have a chance to do that. I think that Valparaiso, certainly with their quarterback, C.J. Opperman, and their, you know, defense, certainly Cooper Jones is going to be an outstanding college player. I think that they can stand out. But right now, there's so many teams that just have a big question mark.
Now, you mentioned Valparaiso, and normally you would say, whoa, wait a minute, Valparaiso, forget it. They're in Class 6A. They're going to meet somebody really tough downstate. They might this year if they go that far, but now they're in Class 5A, so Valpo doesn't have to worry about going through that craziness of 6A football.
No, but, and this is, I have to interject this because, you know, I think people in Michigan City will be very upset if you just hand Valparaiso that sectional title. They are in the same sectionals as Michigan City, and that's going to be one heck of a game. They have to play twice, once during the regular season and then once in the sectional. And so I think that, you know, that's going to be a good sectional and a good tournament.
How dare I cross Phil Mason? Sorry, Coach, I didn't mean to do that. Anyway, let's say we take a look at some of the high school football games coming up that will highlight the first week of the season. We talked about this on TV. Crown Point and Lowell will open up. Both teams have question marks, as you mentioned. Biggest question mark is what?
Well, really, the biggest question mark for Lowell is who's going to play quarterback. They've got a young man named John Aloysius III who played a little quarterback last year. He was a wide receiver and an outstanding one. He's a defensive back. So, you know, my question is, and I know Lowell has, you know, a history of playing Ethan Igress at a safety and a quarterback. How much pressure do you put on Alicia to run that program? You put him at quarterback and defense? Do you put him at quarterback, wide receiver, and defense? Do you have him do popcorn in the parking lot? What in the heck? I mean, this young man is going to be a player. So that's my first question for Lowell.
He's a versatile booger, no doubt about that. Hey, that being said, Andrian has to fill in for Zach Merrill, who graduated. He was debatably the MVP of high school football in the region last year. They're going up against a Merrillville team that is solid.
Yeah, Merrillville has a lot of players back. Eric Whitehead is certainly an outstanding quarterback, and he's back this year. He's got his favorite receiver, Armani Glass, who can just fly as if he was on glass. I think that he's going to be great. They've got an offensive lineman, Martais Lewis. He's only 6'7 and 320 pounds. I'm not sure I'd want to play defense against him. So I think they have a lot of talent. And Drayan comes in with no quarterback set, even though Noah Hamilton is a senior who transferred from Lake Central. He's going to probably start for them. But I really think that Nikki Flesher is outstanding. You said, you know, during our PFR yesterday, he wears two rings, one for baseball and one for basketball. He's a player, so he's very good. And I think that they've got a factor that a lot of high schools don't, and that is J.J. Wattis, a kicker, is a Division I player.
He was a factor big time last season in Andrian's success. Also coming up today, I want to try to make up for Michigan City for what I said earlier about Valparaiso. They've got a darn good football team, and they take on a Griffith Panther team that, by the way, is also breaking in a new head coach.
And they are very young. You know, they lost a lot last year, quite a few seniors and things. And I really think that Michigan City is a real strong team. They had their way with Griffith last year. They're going to have their way with Griffith tomorrow or tonight. And, you know, Phil Mason is probably one of the top coaches, not only in the area, but in the state of Indiana.
Okay, let's take a look now at Chesterton and Hobart, a couple of former Duneland, well, one is a former Duneland team that would be Hobart. Chesterton's still there. The Hobart Brinkies, how do you look at them this year, and how do you look at Chesterton?
Well, Chesterton lost their quarterback also. They have a running back named Bryce Pickering, and they've got a wide receiver, Ben Slatkoff, back. They're always strong defensively, but they're going to have to find somebody that can throw the ball. And Hobart also, they do actually have their quarterback back from last year, Riley Johnston. But they have Tyler Turley, an outstanding young defensive player at linebacker. And they've got a young man that is maybe the equal of J.J. Wattis, a kicker, named Nick Gard, who played last year for them. And he was outstanding. So Hobart's going to be decent.
Now, I know our game of the week was Lowell versus Crown Point, but if you did not have to do tomorrow's radio show, or I mean tonight's radio show will be on at 6 p.m. tonight. What game would you like to be at?
Well, you know, there's a lot of them that are going to be good games tomorrow night, starting off the year. You know what? I think everybody would say, oh, you want to go to Valpo Penn? I'm not really sure about that one. We're going to have coverage of Crown Point Lowell. I think, honestly, I'd like to see the Hobart-Chesterton game. I think that it's a more balanced game. I don't think that one team is going to blow out the other, and it's at Hobart. So that would be a good one.
And I'll see you tonight at 6 p.m.
I'll be here.
And we hope you guys will be there as well as we talk high school football from 6 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. every game. It's like being at every game in one, on one radio station right here on the Lakeshore. I'm Tommy Williams for Wayne Svetnoff. God bless. CNN.